It is just after 10 hours GMT. We begin this news hour with that developing news out of Ukraine, where a team of UN experts is making a perilous journey to assess the safety of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Both Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the attacks near the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. That's led to hours of delay to the UN's much-anticipated mission to the facility. There's been heavy shelling in the area and along their prearranged route. Ukraine's nuclear agency says one of the six reactors has been shut down because of Russian mortar attacks.
I am going to consider the possibility of establishing a continued presence of the IAEA at the plant, which we believe it's indispensable to stabilize the situation and to get regular, reliable, impartial, neutral updates of what the situation is there. So wish us luck. We are moving now. Thank you for your interest. It's very important that the world knows what's happening here.
Live now to Kyiv, Al Jazeera's Teresa Bowe is there. Teresa, there's still some doubt about what access this team will actually get if they get to the plant. What's the latest on their trip?
Well, since very early this Thursday morning, there's been lots of shelling around the nuclear power plant. The IAEA team was located in around the Zaporizhia region, and they had to cross the front line, where is a checkpoint by Ukrainian forces, and then move forward towards the Russian checkpoints. And there's been some delays because of the ongoing shelling and fighting that's happening all around the area. Ukrainians are saying that Russian forces have been shelling the city, that a kindergarten was hit, a health facility, that at least three civilians were killed, while Russian forces are saying that there was an attempt from Ukrainian forces to attack the city and carry out some type of an operation. This has not been confirmed, however, and what Ukraine is saying is that these are excuses by Russian authorities in a way to intimidate and to control what's happening during this visit to the IAEA plant. It's not clear yet what type of access they're going to have. Certainly, we just heard Rafael Grossi, who's leading this team, say that they're going to continue, they're going to be there, they're going to try to monitor what's going on in the ground, what type of damage has happened, the conditions in which workers are currently doing their job right there under surveillance of Russian forces. There's been some accusations of torture of people have gone missing, among other things, and that's a major concern too. And also, of course, that the safety systems are in place. Because of all this shelling, we're hearing that one out of the six reactors are only working right now, that the operational power unit number five had to be shut down, and that the safety systems were activated once again because of the ongoing shelling around the area. So certainly, you know, the visit by the IAEA is crucial at this point. It's a third party that is going there to try to, you know, evaluate what the situation is on the ground.
How close do we know is this shelling to the nuclear plant? What are the risks surrounding it?
Well, it's important to explain what's been going on here. You know, since Russia took over the plant, they took over the city where the plant is located. They established a military base from there. And from there, they have been launching attacks towards the Ukrainian front line. And the Ukrainian forces have been doing the same. So it's not clear what type of damage has happened. What we have seen, however, is that many of the rockets, many of the shells have been falling very, very close to where the nuclear power plant is located. In fact, just a few days ago, some shells fell very, very close to where the nuclear fuel is located and where the radioactive waste is located. And of course, this raises lots of concerns. In fact, we know that authorities around the area were already distributing iodine pills to the population. Iodine is supposed to prevent the thyroid gland from absorbing radiation in case there's a leak. So certainly, there's a big concern about what's going to happen there today, the level of damage, and that's why it is so important for the IAEA team to make it there. It's not clear yet when they're going to arrive. It is expected to happen today, at least. That's what the director has been saying, that they won't be stopped in spite of the violence and the shelling that has been ongoing there.
Al Jazeera's Teresa Bowe reporting live there from Kyiv. Many thanks indeed, Teresa. Well, Russia's foreign minister insists that Moscow is upholding its end of security guarantees for the UN nuclear inspectors.
We are doing everything to ensure that the plant is safe and for the IAEA mission there to carry out all of its plans. They say that they are not in a position to say who is in the wrong. Of course, they would be shown all those traces left as a result of Ukrainian bombardments, Ukrainian shelling. We insisted that the mission must include experts in ballistics. So I hope we are going to find out, or rather, we know everything, but I hope that the international community will get this opportunity too.
Let's bring in Tarek Rauf, who's a nuclear arms control specialist who formerly worked for the IAEA. He joins us now live from Vienna. Good to have you with us, sir. What do you make of what you heard there from Russia's foreign minister? Just how dangerous a situation is this right now?
Well, from all the news reports, it seems that the IAEA team led by Director General Grossi is at a checkpoint about 20 kilometers away from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and one could hear shells exploding in the background. So I think this is a very dangerous mission, and full credit to the IAEA team to try to get to Zaporizhia under this wartime condition.
And what do you make of the fact that we're hearing that one of the nuclear reactors at the site has been shut down because of the shelling?
Well, actually, of the six reactors, two were already in shutdown status, and only two have been operating at any one time over the past several months. So of the two reactors, one, as your correspondent reported, was shut down probably because of loss of electrical power. So each reactor unit has backup generators, three diesel electric generators, as well as two backup. So the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant does have a backup power supply. But, however, we still need the nuclear power plants to run on regular transmission power, not backup diesel generators.
So once this team of UN inspectors gets to the plant, what will they be doing there?
Well, it seems that the team has three sets of experts. One group will assess the nuclear safety systems, the safety systems of the plant, the safety of the fuel, the emergency shutdown, the emergency core cooling, and the power supply. Another team will assess the security situation, the physical security situation, the damages, and so on. And the third team will be looking at the nuclear material and doing nuclear material accountancy and servicing the IAEA's cameras and seals in the nuclear fuel ponds and the reactor areas.
I don't want to get into the realms of speculation or scaremongering, but I'm just interested to know that if the shelling going on around the nuclear plant, what happens if it takes a direct hit?
Well, it depends on the type of shell. The power plant's containment structure has a thick steel liner covered by a concrete cover. But no nuclear power plant is designed to survive a war situation or hits from artillery shells. So any firing of any type in the vicinity of a nuclear power plant is very irresponsible and extremely dangerous.
And once the team leaves the site, having completed their inspection, if they get to do that, then what?
Well, under normal circumstances, the Director General would return to Vienna and issue a report to the IAEA's Board of Governors. He probably will give a press briefing on arrival at Vienna Airport, and the Board of Governors is scheduled to meet the week after next. Maybe they have an emergency meeting, depending on the report and the security and safety situation at Zaporizhia. And then based on that, whatever are the needs at Zaporizhia will need to be met in terms of providing extra equipment, rotation of personnel, pleading with both sides to stop any firing and activities such as that.
Good to talk to you, sir. Many thanks indeed for being with us. Tarek Rauf there in Vienna. You.